National Transportation Safety Board member Earl Wainer says the train appeared to have a clear signal when it went into the area where the cars derailed. And Wainer says preliminary reports show speed was not a factor.
At this point, the speed was where it was supposed to be coming into the curve. And there were no apparent anomalies that the crew noticed coming up on that curve.
Wainer says it also appears the track had been inspected recently. He says the federal agency has 12 people in Columbus right now trying to figure out what happened. Wainer says they are re-railing cars that can be re-railed. Investigator Cy Gura says that's part of the investigation process.
As the cars are being re-railed, we're looking for evidence. We're going to forensically reconstruct the rail, and the same with the cars, and put them off to the side. Once they're off to the side, then they can start building the track. So I'll venture to guess the track will probably be built within a day or two.
That doesn't mean that the Norfolk Southern track will be reopened for regular train traffic immediately. Wainer expects his team will be in Columbus investigating the derailment for the next 7 to 10 days, and he says this investigation could take a year or 18 months to complete.
We're just beginning the fact-finding phase, and so we're just gathering information. You know, very briefly, an investigation of this sort can take a year to 18 months before we come to a probable cause and recommendations.
The derailment caused some cars containing ethanol to explode. That forced evacuations of homes and businesses within a one-mile radius. Most of the people who were evacuated after the explosion yesterday have been allowed to return to their homes. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.